Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Earlier this week, I was a speaker at Kansas State University. I wasn't alone. I shared the podium with five other former secretaries of agriculture. Mike Espy, Dan Glickman, Democrats, Ann Veneman, Mike Johanns, Ed Schaefer, Republicans. It wasn't just any old town hall event. It was the Landon Lecture, which is referred to by President Bush as America's most distinguished lecture series. Every president going back as far as Richard Nixon has spoken over the years. All kinds of names that you would recognize have spoken at the Landon Lecture. Robert Kennedy, Dan Rather, Bob Dole, Jesse Jackson, Henry Kissinger, Mikhail Gorbachev, every U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, just to name a few. Our program lasted 2 hours. In that time, we were able to cover the landscape of issues. And here are some that were discussed. Number one, the Farm Bill. All of us predicted that we would get a Farm Bill, but no one knew just how the Congress would get it done. Number two, food stamps. Ann Veneman said there was legitimate concern that the food stamp program has gone from about 20 million people on the program in 2008 to 47 million people today. Secretary Espy said, with the obesity problem, people on food stamps should not be allowed to buy fatty foods or snacks on the taxpayer's dime. And I had a suggestion. I said in the school lunch program, students should weigh in. If they're too heavy, they go to the salad bar. If they're not heavy, they can have biscuits and gravy. Now, I know that we'll never do that, but after all, it is a government program, and we should not be contributing to our obesity problem. Number three, biotechnology. With the issue of global population, we will need to double food production by 2050. And I said we could not meet that goal without biotechnology. Dan Glickman seemed to suggest that biotech may not be the best solution in some cases. Mike Johanns said that we need biotechnology, but in Africa, if they just had hybrid seed and fertilizer, it'd make a huge difference. And number four, gridlock in Washington. Is pretty well accepted by all of us that the gridlock is a product of serious differences of what government should and should not do. And also, there's too much money in politics and government programs. Politicians spend the taxpayers' money to get elected. Money buys votes. That's not good. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.